I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Anytime I like kiss a guy or like blow a guy, my tonsils will swell up because they're not used to another body, another like,
right,
you know, bacteria and all that. They're not used to it. So yeah, my throat got swollen. No big deal. Happens. And so, you know, he's telling me this. He's like, yeah, I have to go to the doctors and see what it, you know, what it is. And then he went and they give him like some antibiotics, whatever, because it's UTI. It could be chlamydia or something that's been dormant. I'm like,
oh, that's great.
Fantastic. Thanks for letting me know this. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, I don't know what to say.
So he wasn't blaming you, he was just letting you know.
Well, he's like, it's kind of your fault, but not in a bad way. You know, he's like, not in a bad way. It's just, it happens to all, you know, guys.
It's your fault, even though I made you give me a blowjob.
Basically. Well, it's like, you know, it's just, it's what happens when my body just does this. It reacts this way. I'm like, okay, that's fine, but
it's awkward.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Could be chlamydia or something that's been dormant. I'm like,
oh, that's great.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 618 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of June, 2010. Coming up on today's show, y'all, it is going to be a voice letter palooza, but y'all, we've also got to discuss Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, what I couldn't remember was the word scandal. Y'all, there's a scandal. There's a scandal. And it involves the Woods with Friends. Y'all, evidently there's some cheating. There's some cheating going on in the Woods with Friends. And y'all, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine, y'all. It's all for fun. No, there should be no cheating. And y'all, as you heard at the beginning of today's show, the little show, that was the boys from the That's What She Said podcast. And y'all, the one that has contracted a venereal disease and is passing it along is that Christian. And y'all, he's playing the Words with Friends with me. And y'all, God only knows, I feel like I need to wash my hands. And I'm wondering if this lingering cough may be a little something I picked up from him. Playing the Words with Friends. Y'all, my throat feels like it's just closing up. I may have to be rushed to the emergency room before today is over. Yes, Big Freddy, please try to make it through the little show before you have to be taken into surgery. But, y'all, one thing I want to also mention to you is the two... I say Tuesday show was the first time that Big Fatty got to upload. Big Fatty, you're not getting vulgar now, are you? It's the first time I got to upload the little show using the new cable intertubes. And y'all, what used to take me between 12 and 15 minutes took about 30 seconds. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It was just wonderful. Lovely. Just lovely. I am happy as a 6,000-year-old shoe in sheep shit, y'all. I just cannot tell you how happy I am about all of that. Now, I don't have a list today, but y'all, I have got it. They are backed up. I need extra Benefiber. I have got so many. Oh, y'all, that is the... Lean Cuisine Barbecue Chicken Pizza. And y'all, speaking of pizza, I have decided, as soon as this little show is recorded, y'all, I have decided to become a gourmet cook. A gourmet cook for supper tonight, y'all. I have got my pan all loaded up with the pizza rolls. Y'all, I am tearing out a page from the Woodland Hills Gourmet Cookbook. And y'all, I am having the pizza rolls for some supper tonight. Yes, Big Freddy, that would be lovely. And but y'all, what better to entertain us while the pizza rolls, that gourmet pizza roll is cooking, than a few voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy, play them, please.
You're having it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh.
talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, fat one. It is Tim giving you a call. Yes, that was my crappy message. Not sure what the hell happened there, but it's ruined. But we expect nothing more. So even calling into you, stuff gets ruined. But no, I was saying I'm still getting over the tuberculosis. But sorry, I'm running somebody the fuck down in Atlanta traffic. So sorry, but I'm driving in the car. But I was saying, it's like Mom Fleming today because of Big Fatty. But I was saying you made me crack my shit up when you dropped your micro hoist because it just cracked my shit up. I was having a crappy day because I got the tuberculosis and the AK bronchitis, and I'm rambling on again. So you'll hear crickets in a minute. But and I forgot what else I said, but that was the main important thing. So have fun at the good days, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all. That is Tim from the Terminally Single podcast. And y'all, evidently, he is not a follower of the Oprah, that Oprah Winfrey, because y'all, he is driving and talking in the on the cellular telephonic device, y'all, which still sounds like shit. But y'all, he was driving at night and blowing the horn, and yash, Big Fatty, and he was trying to recount what was said before, and y'all, I do believe that I saw that that Terminally Single Tim, which by the way is the name of the baby's arm. It is Terminally Single Tim, and oh, Big Fatty, that is so funny. But Terminally Single Tim and Terminally Single Tim. I believe I saw that they were going to be ordering one of them iPhone foes. And, y'all, I have been told by Stephen the Uck that, the BFO app, is iPhone foe compatible. And so y'all, fear not, get your ass over there. And download that. It's only $1.99, and most of the money all the money that doesn't go to Steve Jobs goes to Pride 48. And y'all, speaking of people who I don't know where I'm going with this. Y'all, here's David from Denver. Yes, Big Fatty, just moving along.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David in Denver, David and Brian. I'm calling in regards to what I heard today about Rue McClanahan. I know a month or so ago I told you that I fucked up royally. But now it's true, and it's like I told Brian tonight that I was sort of feeling guilty to call you to think maybe I jinxed it. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I hope your weekend goes well, even though the sad news had come. Brian put your stuff on his iPod phone or whatever the thing is. I'm like you. I'm not good with electronic stuff. But anyway, he put it on there. He had to show me tonight. But anyway, I'm sorry. Hope you're doing well. Love you. Bye-bye.
Now, David, I don't recall you saying anything about Rue McClanahan, but, you know, I can barely remember what's making me belch. So, but, David, unless you answer to the name Hydrogen, I don't think that Rue McClanahan's death in any way is the result of anything that you said. No! No, Big Freddy, it is not.
Mark Father, it's me, Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Well, hello, everyone. And Big Freddy, I don't call you because I really don't like talking to you any more than I have to. But I felt as if I needed to call and let you know that I have just had spicy chicken sandwich number one. And I say number one because, well, I'll get to that in a minute, but I went to the Chick-fil-A here in the Celebracione, Florida, which is always full of the hot deliciousness, which is why we like to go. That inn we can walk because it's right next to our hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. But anyway, I went in and y'all, Big Fatty, they rolled out the red carpet for me, literally. And they presented me with my sandwich, and I got some fries and a tea, and also they gave me a cone of ice cream, and then ushered me over to a table with a padded chair and a tablecloth on it to eat. It was quite fancy, but the sandwich was quite delicious, very delicious, in fact. You said it was super spicy. I thought it was spicy enough, just perfect, if you will. And also the ranch on it, delicious. And then they brought me a coupon saying that I can get another free Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich. I just have to buy a medium drink or a free Chick-fil-A biscuit if I buy a Chick-fil-A biscuit. So, Big Fatty, I just wanted to see if you wanted to come to breakfast. But you're fat, and I hope you, too, enjoy your spicy chicken sandwich. Okay, bye.
This just into the Ripley's Believe It or Not desk here at the BFO. Mr. Vader said that he actually walked.
Why the hell did I spend $1.99 on this crap? I have no idea.
Y'all, that is that one and only Mr. Daniel. Beaver. Giving a glowing recommendation of the new BFO app. The new BFO, y'all, he loves it. Loves it. And y'all, he bought it for that. And y'all, I guarantee he will buy it for the new hemorrhoid phone also. Yes, Big Fatty, he loved it so much that he had to have it twice. Which I don't know if that's anything like a baked potato or a pizza roll, but it sounds delicious.
Big Fatty, I just bought your app. This is the Gay Trucker. And your app is very useful because you can listen to Pride 48 at the same time as being in the chat room on your iPhone. And it makes a big difference for those homosexual truckers who are out there trucking along, bringing you your fucking shit.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Gay Trucker. That is DJ David J. And y'all, he lives out there in the Vancouver, Mexico. And, y'all, well, you just heard him. It is lovely, lovely, Big Fatty. Steven the Up just did a lovely job with that. And, y'all, I believe that he is not the only Vancouveruvian, I guess. Vancouveruvian, that sounds lovely. Moving along, enjoys the BFO app. Yes?
Hello, Big Fatty. This is the Fade Driver, and I'm sending you this message via your fantastic new little Apple iPhone app. I've purchased it, the full version, and I must tell you, it is a most amazing piece of engineering genius. My hat's off to Steve in the UK for creating such a great little piece of software. Now, I'm calling because I wanted to tell you that I bought some of those feet shoes that you were talking about a few episodes ago. It was quite a while ago by now. And I have to tell you how fantastic they are. And the great thing about them is I use them for driving. They're really lovely for heel-toe braking. And I can explain what heel-toe braking is on my show on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, but essentially, it's using your toes to wrap around the top of the brake pedal and use your brake with your toes and rev the car up with your heel. And they're really great. Give you a good tactile response. So thank you for recommending them. They are fantastic for driving even faster. All right, Big Fatty. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Ange up there in the BC. The BC, y'all. Take a BC powder and you come back strong. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he is tipping his cap. He is tipping his hat to Steve in the y'all, that's a fireman's cap. I don't know if you knew that or not. But y'all, can you just see Ange wearing his fireman's outfit fit and those feet shoes? Y'all, I bet it was just that. I bet. No. No, we cannot see that. In fact, Big Fatty, please get us out of Mexico and let's go down south somewhere. Please get us some down home common sense on this little show.
Big Fatty, I must open with a sincere sincere apology for calling you in the midst of excavation during mining hours on the coal mining phone. Dear Lord, I guess I touched the wrong number on the drawing and it started calling. And I had tried to press the end and it just was not being responsive, Big Fatty. It wasn't in here. Anyway, I'm glad to hear that you're over the whooping cough that you had over the weekend and then that road cone incident that you had over there at the Ian Leather, St. Petersburg, some such thing. You know, those road cones, they get you every time. You have to watch out for them. And you know, they hide in the most unlikely of trousers. You just never know, do you? That old wives' tale about those shoe sizes don't have nothing to do with Ralph and Jenna, Big Mac. Anyway, I was calling to see if you were involved in the executive committee meeting going on to remove the candidate from the ballot in South Carolina. Apparently, his name was similar to someone else's, and after only spending $10,000, won the Democratic primary from somebody that just should never have been beaten. And I understand it has caused quite the uproar. Al Gore had to roll off top of his mistress to come over there and stir the pot. You might want to go get your autograph while he's in town, because, you know, he could be dead. He's large, Big Fatty. The heart attack is in. But I'm just glad that you all have recovered. I haven't got to listen to the little show today because rednecks cut the fiber optic line coming into this side of town, and no one has internet, a phone, or cable. It is down. It is down. They have taken out UVerse and Fox in one cut trying to harvest copper. But I guess over at the coal mine, y'all know all about harvesting copper and coal and other metals from the ground. So have a good week, tell Vader and Kitty we said hello. I hope that they have gone and tried their spicy Chick-fil-A, because it's quite good. It has just the right flavor to it. All right, that's exactly. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, my cellular telephonic device rang in the coal mine this afternoon, and I saw that it was from the southern Mississippi, y'all, from southern Mississippi, and I knew who it was, and I answered, and y'all, there was no voice on the other end of the line. I must have scared the living crapola out of Jeremiah when I answered the phone. Yes, Big Freddy, it scares the crapola out of us whenever we call. But, Jeremiah was talking about the primary we had here. There was an unknown candidate. No one ever heard of this man, and he didn't spend any money. And, he beat the well-known candidate by like 140,000 votes. I mean, it was a huge landslide. There's being an investigation, but y'all, I did not realize that Al Grover was going to be here in town. I had no idea. And Lord knows we got enough people rolling off the mistress in dear Gussie, rolling off the mistress in this state. That's for damn sure. But y'all, I hope. I hope we'll hear from Jeremiah again soon. And Jeremiah, you need to give us an update on how your claim with BP is going, because I'm sure you've had to file a claim for pain and suffering from the oil spill. And maybe you can give us an update. Maybe you can give us an update on how your podcast is coming along now that the Air Force is out of the way. And perhaps you can help me diagnose this tuberculosis.
Could be chlamydia or something that's been dormant. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh, no, not gardenia. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.